So let me talk a bit about the macro trends that we are seeing in technology and what we're investing in, because this actually paints a bit of the view of where I think things are getting interesting around technology. So at the core for me is the acceleration and proliferation of data as an asset. And yet I think very few entrepreneurs or very few companies still understand the competitive advantage that data can provide for them. But let's start with mobile devices, right? The billions of phones that are now in your hand. The fact that somebody in Kenya can actually buy a $75 Android device that has more computing power than the Apollo 13. The fact that that computer, that the supercomputer, is now tied to the cloud. The fact that the cloud has infinite amounts of computing power at a fraction of cents. The fact that now storage on an AWS server is pretty much free. Right, the deceleration of the cost of storage. And you combine both of these things, so you have a consumption device and an interaction device combined with effectively the world's largest supercomputer on the cloud, allowing you to do some magical stuff. And the magical stuff delights the consumers and makes their lives easier and allows you to play Angry Birds and Candy Crush. But all that creates is massive amounts of data. And you lay across all of that a social layer. And social doesn't mean only Facebook. Social means WhatsApp and WeChat in Asia and Kakao and Line in Korea and Japan. It means Twitter and its own social graph and LinkedIn. But this real identity that permeates through mobile device and the web, where you can actually find the right person in the right point and service them with the right proposition. Early in my career, I used to build data warehouses. So I guess I was early in what's now called big data. And people, these retailers are spending millions of dollars building insights into their customers. And so Tesco.com today still knows me as simply the guy that buys beers and diapers and once in a while the FT, because all they see is my transaction line data with some third-party demographic information. You compare that with what I've told Facebook about myself. That is the world's largest and most beautiful demographic database that has ever existed. The stuff that I tell Facebook, I will never tell Tesco. What movie I like, what song I listened to, where I checked in, what movie I went to, what play I wanted to go watch. That's all there. And if I choose to as a user, you as an entrepreneur can actually mine that data. And you can actually derive insight into who I am and how to serve me better. And very few companies actually recognize that value, the power that exists when the data combined from the sensors of mobile devices and Internet of Things with the computational power of the cloud and the effectively freed data storage now exists. And if you combine all these trends together, you start being able to disrupt e-commerce and marketplaces, the ability to create dynamic supply and demand. So think about Uber and Halo, right? The fact that you can now literally remote control your transportation needs. It benefits the environment because you use your car less. It provides jobs for people that might not have had jobs. It provides convenience for me in London to actually be in a car and actually increase my economic output by, well, I would say cleaning out my inbox is not increasing economic output, but at least it lets me feel better about myself. Financial services and what's happening around fintech, and London is naturally a home and a hub for fintech around the world, but look at what TransferWise and the way they've completely disrupted how peer-to-peer lending works. And in a way, how elegantly they did it. Instead of having to have money flow from here to France and therefore pay the interchange fees, they just hold a balance in France and here, and effectively it becomes a ledger. Take some out here and add it over there. And they allow you, the user, to have a much lower transaction fee for money transfer. There's actually this thesis around the unbundling of banks and why we as consumers would ever think about having just one provider when we could actually go out and shop for different options. And yet we do in a way because we're lazy and because our banks market to us. But why wouldn't I use the best price option for money transfer, for loans? Lending Club is a great example, for current accounts, for savings. And that's actually all powered by the trends around data and the insights on the customer. I call them affinity networks. Fred Wilson from USV calls them communities, but these passion points in people's lives that are not represented on Facebook. So Facebook's a horizontal network. We're friends, but we might not have the same passions. People's passions are sports or fashion or politics. And so how do you create these communities of passion where people get share their emotions, share what they care about, and therefore drive deeper engagement? And then how do you monetize that engagement? The whole revolution around SaaS as a new business model, where effectively computing can happen on the cloud. You don't have to have the infrastructure inside your business. It allows you as a small business to compete with Fortune 500 companies because you have as good systems, which were effectively price prohibitive in the past. And then just the way in which iPads and mobile devices have redefined the way in which we create and consume content, in the way in which we actually get entertainment, in the way in which we play games, the way in which we actually monetize games through microtransactions. And it's something that the East was doing 10 years ago. Tencent was already making hundreds of millions of dollars on top of stickers on messaging. And now the latest craze in the Valley is messaging apps. So slowly, I think the balance of power is beginning to shift from the West towards the East, and we are beginning to learn something that inside China had been happening for a long time and is now emerging towards Europe and the US.